Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. We have a very, very special guest, Dr. Gary Wood. I've known him for a long, long time. Were you ordained under John Osteen or?
No, ma'am, I never was. I was a Southern Baptist, but after I got to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost in August of 1976, I came and was under Brother Osteen's ministry.
That's right. And he'd have you speak for him. And
call me up.
And just a lot of people. The integrity of this man is long, list of people who recommend him. So I want to tell you, this is somebody I know about. He has really been to heaven, and it's an exciting story. And I'm going to just give you your liberty.
Thank you, Billy. Also, my wife and I belong to Glorious Way Church
yes.
in Houston, Texas, with your good friends and ours, Pastor John and Gladys Griner. And Pastor Griner would attest and verify this testimony as it impacted his life in a very special way, shared with me, resulting in a lot of his family members that were raised Catholic receiving Jesus Christ.
When they heard your testimony.
Personal Lord and Savior. Yes,
years
ma'am.
Ago.
And yes, ma'am, about 30 years ago. And mm-hmm. I've got to meet several of them. Some of them are even now in the full-time ministry.
Praise God.
Like Pastor Griner. But I tell you, as a born-again child of God, we're going to be spending all eternity in heaven, so we need to know what's going on there.
Yes.
You know, how does it look? And most importantly, how to get there. And yesterday I was just sharing with you that I was born under the name Gary Lynn Dobbins, and my parents were both alcoholics, and they were child abusers, but this family named Wood legally adopted us in the state of Texas, capital being Austin. And they granted to my little sister and I all the rights and privileges of one bearing the family name. So I can easily identify with the Apostle Paul, where he said in Romans 8:15, you haven't received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but rather you've received the spirit of adoption, whereby you cry, Abba, Father. And the word adoption means being placed as a son into a family with all the rights and privileges of one bearing the family name. And the word adoption in the Greek is real intimate. It means daddy, daddy, or papa, papa. So in this new environment, I was taken on a regular basis to the Hillcrest Southern Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, where I heard a very simple gospel message. And it simply was, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so as just a child, I went forward and prayed the sinner's prayer and received Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. Now, let me just say to you, that's the most important decision you will ever make in this life, is to settle where you're going to spend eternity. Because Psalm 90:10 says, the length of our days is 70 years, maybe 80, if we have the strength, yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. I like what 1 Peter 2 says, Billy. It says, friends, this world is not our home.
No,
in the Message
it's not
Bible.
Mine.
So it says, don't make yourself cozy in it. Amen. You know, I like to say when I'm preaching in crusades, I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the uppertaker. I'm not looking for a hole in the ground. I'm looking for a hole in the sky. You know, I'm getting ready to be transferred out of here. And we're going to have a party. And wow, what a time it's going to be. It's called the Marriage Supper of the Lamb. And my friend, you don't want to miss it. It's about a 1,000-year celebration. It'll be awesome. Well, on December the 23rd, 1966, my family had moved to a town called Farmington, New Mexico, that borders on the four corners of Colorado, Utah, Arizona, New Mexico. My father, along with a lot of construction people, had literally moved there to construct what is now known as the Four Corner Area or the Navajo Indian Reservation. I went to high school there, went to junior high school, and I only make this statement to emphasize the tremendous miracle that God did for me that I'm going to be sharing with you during these radio programs. For 3 years in a row, God blessed me, and I won number one in all-state solo competition. With that, I received a scholarship, of which I chose to apply to Wayland Baptist. It was college then, now it's university. Wayland Baptist University in Plainview, Texas. I went the first semester. I returned home. And there was going to be a party at my cousin's house. Now, it's not like today. There was no drinking. There was no drugs. It just good, clean fun. We just a group of kids that had gone our separate ways and was coming back just to have a reunion. And so we went and we had a lot of fun, you know, good food. Party broke up about probably 10, 15, something like that, and we start home. As we start home, my little sister, who had a magnificent soprano voice, starts singing Silent Night, Holy Night. I was captivated by it, as always. Loved to hear her sing. And I was just joyful, looking forward to the Christmas season. And I turned, all of a sudden, she let out a blood-curdling scream. I turned, looked at her. I saw horror etched across her face. And then there was an explosion. We crashed into the back, I later learned, of a 10-ton wrecker truck illegally parked on the edge of the highway late that evening. Farmington, New Mexico was in the midst of a big oil field boom at the time. My little sister had caught just a glimpse of the truck in the front headlights. She screamed to warn me it was too late. It's just like driving into a brick wall. I was driving my father's 1966 Oldsmobile station wagon. They don't make cars like that anymore. It was like a tank. The car crumbled like an accordion. The first thing I felt was just an explosion in my nose. Later, I'd learned that my nose literally ripped off my face. I have over 100 stitches in my face, and I thank God for plastic surgery. When I had the privilege of speaking at Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas, my dear friend Dodie Osteen, Pastor John Osteen's lovely wife, said to me, she introduced me, and she said, "I think Gary Wood is so handsome."
Well, you are, well, Gary. You can't even tell anything.
Thank you, Billy. Maybe I need to have the spirit cast out of me, but I want to keep it. I love it, and I'll just go play
sure,
that.
Sure, gives God
I just
glory.
Play it. It builds my confidence up,
yes,
you know, and so I'll just put that
God
tape
glory.
On, and I'll push the button, and it'll go, Dodie will say, "I think he's so handsome." I'll run it back. "I think he's so handsome." I play it for my wife every once in a while. Anyway, I learned what happened. The turn signal indicator snapped in two. Its jagged edge crisscrossed my face, just slicing it all apart, and did immense damage, of which I'll share later. My vocal cords were severed. My larynx was crushed when I went into the force of the steering wheel, probably producing the death experience, although it could have been several things. My neck was broken, C1, C2, C3. I have the exact same break that Christopher Reeve had. And every medical personnel that has seen this x-ray, and sent our book, and I showed it to the people today at Prayer Mountain, every single person that's seen this attests to the fact that I should be a quadriplegic. I should not be able to even walk. Now, a couple of years ago, I was in Chicago, and two Hindu doctors, they were married, and they called the pastor, and they said, "We think this guy's a phony." And they said, "We're going to prove he's a phony." And the pastor said, "Well, why don't you just come? Why don't you just give him a chance? Why don't you just listen to him?" So they did. They sit on the front row. Now, they sit there very stoic and cross-armed until I showed the x-ray. And Billy, when I showed the x-ray, they broke. And both of them were the first ones to receive Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Now, you might deny the validity of my story or have problems with certain parts of it. You just can't deny the x-ray. And so the first thing that happened, Billy, was I was called up into a realm that's known as eternity. And my whole life passed before my eyes right then at that moment. And what I mean by that is that I saw things that, you know, in my life as a child had happened up to the stage of where I was 18 years of age. For instance, let me give you an example. When I was young, I was out playing with cigarettes matches, and I was playing around. I shouldn't have been, but I was. And somehow I caught my dad's barn on fire, and it got out. It had some hay in it, got out of control, and it burnt the barn down. Well, I suffered from that in a portion of my anatomy that my dad got my attention very solidly. But there I saw him giving me the whipping. This is my adopted father. I saw this all pass before my eyes, saw other incidences, you know, that you just wouldn't even think about. And that's what I mean. Now, I'm stepping out of the realm that we operate in right now to do this radio program that's called time. God does not operate in that realm.
No.
He operates in what is known as eternity. And I'm not going to have time to get into the whole depth of the story, but I really want to share this story. And I'll go into it more tomorrow. But when you and Shelley were in our home church, Glorious Way Church in Houston, Texas, 2 years ago, you told a story how you and Shelley had been caught up in the Spirit. And I got so challenged.
Translated.
Mm-hmm. And I got so stirred. This is a real biblical experience. Philip was translated.
Yes.
Immediately after he got through ministering to the Ethiopian eunuch, it just says he was just taken from one place. And it's the word that we really use for rapture, being raptured out of here. It's that word, harpozo, and it's in several places. Matthew talks about the kingdom of heaven is taken by violence, and the violent take it by force. There in Acts, it speaks about that, and then it's the word for rapture. And I got so stirred when you told that story that I went down and repented. I repented first to God. I went to you and I repented and I told you a portion of the story. You looked at me. You may not remember. You said, Gary, you must tell this story.
Because you stopped telling about the translation.
I had stopped telling the translation because, you know, at that meeting, you were telling us all about the stories of Azusa Street.
Supernatural.
My doctorate's in church history, and that's what I thrive on. I love it. And on the supernatural. And so I repented of the part of not telling that story. I went to my pastor, repented, said, I'm going to tell that story from this day forth. Well, it was about a translation.
So are you going to tell that story tomorrow?
I'll tell it tomorrow.
Because I don't think we have time for you to tell it today. Now that's time for you to gather up all your friends and be sure you're listening tomorrow. And if you didn't happen to have them today or you missed it, you missed yesterday, we do have these archived. They're under our radio broadcast, and it'll have a name on it. It will say Heaven, Dr. Gary Wood. So you be sure to go in there and get your family. This is a wonderful message for people to listen to who haven't yet assured they're going to heaven. I like that statement that you made, Gary. You said, what now? The most important
thing that can ever occupy the mind of a person is heaven and how to get there.
And that's why God said, keep your mind there.
Yes.
Now, we're offering Dr. Wood's book. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447, A Place Called Heaven. That's 1-800-972-3447, or go on billybrim.org and order Dr. Wood's book, A Place Called Heaven. And we'll be glad to get that right out to you. Also, you might say, they told me their stories. They'll tell you more about it when you call. But we're going to have to say shalom, shalom, until tomorrow from everybody here.